Welcome to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant. The Legacy and Faith Show is about the journey of discovering how to create plans that protect wealth and family values for generations. And now the host of the Legacy and Faith Show, Paul Grant.
Well, welcome to another edition of the Legacy and Faith Show. I'm so glad that you've joined me today. And as promised, I have a special guest back with me. We had a show last week, so you can always head over to legacyandfaith.com for past podcasts, information about what I do. But today we're going to be focusing with Bo Ledoux from Sound Planning Group about what does it mean to make Medicare elections. And again, just as a very brief introduction, Medicare versus Medicaid. Medicaid is that we need aid. We don't have sufficient funds. Mm-hmm. That's when we need to get assistance, whether it's from food support, housing support, medical support, or long-term care. So we are not talking about Medicaid. We're going to be talking about Medicare mm-hmm. for the second week in a row. And so, Bo, thank you so much for joining me on the Legacy and Faith Show.
It's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, and welcome back. So this is great to have you in back-to-back weeks. Last week, we talked about what it means to have an open enrollment period, and I might be actually mixing up technical terms of mm-hmm. art there. There's different terms of art. So right now, give a brief review about what we talked about last week and the opportunity that is currently mm-hmm. available.
Great. So the umbrella of what we're talking about is Medicare. And as you mentioned, it is health insurance for seniors. It is a federal program. Now, there's also opportunities to cover the gaps of Medicare, to cover the gaps of the health insurance. And so that's why our different products come in for secondary coverage. And what we discussed was the initial actually, I don't think we did get into initial enrollment.
No, that's what we're doing
yet.
Today.
Yeah, that's right. The annual election period.
Annual, not open. Open is a different time. The annual election. And, and when is that time period from? October 15th, did you say?
Yeah.
Through what time?
December 7th.
December 7th. So we're on the clock right now mm-hmm. for that time period. And what elections or what opportunities exist right now today for individuals that are 65 or older?
Mm-hmm. So the interesting thing is around this time, people can tell when it's annual enrollment period. For those in the know, it's AEP because of all the different commercials, right? It's almost like election campaign, right? It's kind of silly, but it is what it is. So there's many different plans. There's actually hundreds of different plans available. And so during this time, people can make as many switches as they like. They can go to this meeting that explains it with this insurance company explaining this product, and it seems great. They can go to another one and say, oh, this is even better. This has some more bells and whistles that I like. They can do that as many times as they like. And the last enrollment that they do for the plan before December 7th is the one they have for the following year. So that the decision they make during annual enrollment period is what they will have the following year. And so one thing I like to tell people, especially when they're getting on the Medicare, is you're not going to marry this plan. A lot of times people just want to have the right plan that's going to cover everything for them. A lot of times we say, just try it out. Just kind of date the plan for a year
right.
and see how it works out for you.
Make sure that it's actually going to be working for their health needs, for mm-hmm. their medication needs. And so we now have that election period mm-hmm. open, and you walk people through that, no charge. And mm-hmm. so it's a great service that you provide mm-hmm. on an annual basis. But there's also another time here that we need to talk about, which is initial enrollment, because that can be even more confusing. Mm-hmm. If we think that the annual enrollment or the open enrollment or whatever other enrollment is available is confusing, then that is paled in comparison, in my opinion, compared to the first time that you actually have to get out of the gate and actually learn about all of this stuff. So what does it mean for an individual who is at a time frame to where they're either retiring, they've reached a certain age? Give us a background of what do people need to be aware of with initial enrollment, please.
So a lot of times I hear people that are beginning to turn 65 and they're just extremely confused, and unfortunately, rightfully so, right? Because of the lack of education surrounding this this topic. So the initial election period is for people that are qualified for Medicare, paid into the system at least 10 quarters or 4 years, right? And so at that point, then it's a 7-month window for your initial enrollment period. It's 3 months before your birth month, and then 3 months after. A lot of times people are just really confused. They're fearful. They've heard about penalties involved. And so that's why it's very important to be able to work with someone that can understand your situation and help you move forward on a path that's specific for you. A lot of times if you have employer coverage, you don't need to enroll on Medicare. Sometimes you do. So again, it depends upon your employer coverage.
So 65, is that the magic number that we need to be concerned with?
Very much so, yes.
Okay, so I've gotten AARP cards, which should tell you my age, which I really don't appreciate getting AARP cards. And that has nothing to do with what we're talking about, yeah. Right? And so we have all these different age times and all these this government issue, that mm-hmm. type of an agency. Mm-hmm. But the magic number is 65, and you said that we need to enroll mm-hmm. either 3 months before mm-hmm. Or the month of my when I turn 65 mm-hmm. or 3 months after. So how do people know that they're supposed to be doing this? Is it just like, I mean, does the federal government believe that we just have osmosis built into us and it's like knowing road signs that you learn it once and you're supposed to remember what a road sign is forever as well?
There's a significant gap in this area, and it's tragic, and it leaves people vulnerable, right? The market for Medicare has been so saturated that a lot of people are attempting to enroll people when they become Medicare eligible. So a lot of times people realize their Medicare age, beginning to get there because of all the advertisements they get in the mail, right? Everyone's explaining how they're amazing and how they're going to take care of you. So at that point, they begin to get a little scared, and that's why I get a lot of phone calls from referrals from clients that say, hey, I've worked with this guy. He's great. Just ask him. And so at that point, they begin to wade into it. Unfortunately, because it's a federal program, there's lots of nuances. There's some delays, and there's time frames involved. So if you enroll afterwards, there's some gaps and delays as well. So realistically, again, it all depends upon your unique situation. This stuff is not cookie cutter as much as we would like it to be, as much as your neighbor, your close friend would like it to be. Their situation is helpful for yours. That's not accurate.
So let's take away some of this fear about this potential transition, which is someone needs to make an election. They may be listening to us saying, oh, I'm in that category. I have friends who are in that category, and I've already walked the journey, but I really didn't have a good experience with it. So number one, what are the costs involved? Because, you know, people are always temperamental about going to someone, a professional who may be able to assist them because of costs. Mm-hmm. So let's cut out that fear right out of the gate. What does it mean if someone is coming into this initial election period 3 months before, 3 months after, and the month that they turn 65, mm-hmm. so 7 months, you said? They need some help. They don't want to become Medicare specialists. They don't mm-hmm. want to try to read through all of the rules and the regulations and elections. They're afraid that they're going to make a wrong choice. So sometimes fear just brings in mm-hmm. This inability to make any decision whatsoever, which is even a worse place to be, correct? Yeah. So let's remove some of this fear here today. What can they expect from you as far mm-hmm. as what does it cost for them to pick mm-hmm. up the phone, call Sound Planning Group for this specific question and say, hey, I've got some questions about this initial enrollment or, heck, even the annual enrollment, right? So mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. what does it mean to reach out to you guys?
This is one of my favorite parts of my job is there's actually no charge for my services.
Fantastic. So your wife doesn't get any food on the table. That's great. No, that's not true, correct? You actually get fed. So, but from the consumer's point of view, mm-hmm. then you have there's no cost either for initial enrollment or for an annual election period mm-hmm. or open enrollment for that period. Mm-hmm. So in other words, your time, the time you spend educating someone, answering their specific questions, there's no cost to that whatsoever.
Absolutely. The compensation comes in when we enroll people into plans. And so we are compensated by the insurance company.
Yeah. So you make a living off of this. Mm-hmm. So it's not a problem. Mm-hmm. People are not taking advantage of you. But if they needed assistance, what can they expect? So they pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. They call Sound Planning. They get you or they get one of your phenomenal other coworkers mm-hmm. who are knowledgeable about this as well. And the first step in, whether it's open enrollment or another election period, mm-hmm. is what?
So the first thing I always do is I tell people exactly where I'm coming from, full transparency, so they understand. And we are compensated equally by insurance companies, so we don't have a financial bias into getting you into one plan or another, except I do have a bias. I'm not supposed to say that, but I only put people in plans that have legitimate insurance companies. I don't like the nickel and dime. I don't like when my clients call me up saying they're having issues with that. You know, we want insurance companies that have deep pockets that are willing to pay, right? So that being said, something they can expect from us is we need to understand your situation. Again, this is not cookie cutter. A lot of times, depending upon which agent you come across, they're just trying to get you into a plan, right? We want to know your providers. We want to know your medications. We want to know your travel plans. We also want to know if you have any chronic conditions that you're managing that require more coverage, right? Maybe this year is going to be, you know, more rough than, you know, the following years. And so it's important to understand those specific questions, as well as some of the aspects of alternative medicine if you're interested. One of the biggest is dental, right? Mm. And so there's different plans that cover dental in different ways. And so it's important to understand the nuances so you can receive the benefits that you find of most value for you.
So I love this because you're really talking about the ability to put someone in front of you and look at their personal specific situation and take them as an individual, as a person, lift them up above anything else that is going on and saying, these are the things that are going to be in your best interest. Mm-hmm. These are the things that are going to be best suited for you and your healthcare needs. As a matter of fact, healthcare is a huge topic, is it not? It is a deep-seated issue to make sure that I'm taken care of and that I don't become a burden to my family, that I have the right medical coverage, the right gap insurances, so that and the other thing you said is that you want to make sure that the company is going to be rock solid so that if a claim or if something needs to be done on behalf of the client, that company is there. Yeah. It's not a guessing game. It is an absolute. So, Bo, if someone needs to get in contact with you, they want to reach out to you, they're intrigued by your services, how do they communicate with you? How do they get in touch with Bo?
Best way to get a hold of me is going to our website. Again, the agency I'm with is Sound Planning Group. It's kind of a one-stop shop for people that are retiring and or planning on retiring so they can do it strategically. And the website is myspg.com, and that's mysoundplanninggroup.com, mysPG.com.
And so whether you are making an annual election, whether you're in open enrollment, whether you are making your initial enrollment, Bo has the ability to sit down with you, make sure that you're getting the right elections with the right education and the right knowledge so that you are going to be well taken care of over this next year. So you're listening to the Legacy and Faith Show. I encourage you to head over to legacyandfaith.com and find out more about what I do as an estate planner. And there's past podcasts, there's educational opportunities coming up from my firm as well, ways to communicate with us. So head over to legacyandfaith.com and we will be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Paul Grant with the Legacy and Faith Show. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge." God's people need to be fully prepared in managing their finances and ensuring that their wealth is properly transferred. It is our passion to bring this knowledge to the body of Christ. If your church would benefit from having a financial and estate session that is biblically based, then I encourage you to reach out to us so that we can help design and implement a specific and strategic session for your church. Or if you are interested in estate planning services, then I likewise encourage you to reach out to us. You can go to legacyandfaith.com and receive all the information you need. Again, go to legacyandfaith.com.
Many families realize that with the passing of each generation, their family legacy is disappearing and they're feeling regret. To alleviate this heartache, Memories Worth Telling writes their family story and creates a beautiful heirloom book to preserve their unique history. Go to memoriesworthtelling.com to schedule your initial consultation and learn how they can capture your legacy. Once again, that's memoriesworthtelling.com.
We now return to the Legacy and Faith Show, featuring estate and tax attorney Paul Grant, and continue today's practical discussion to apply biblical principles for kingdom purposes.
And I am here with Bo Ledoux at Sound Planning Group, and he assists individuals making Medicare elections. There's a gap, though, here. I shouldn't use that word because it's called gap insurance, but there's individuals that may need other assistance. So we're talking about initial enrollment for the most part today, which someone comes in, they turn 65, but there's always exceptions here. So not everyone who turns 65 is required to make this election. Is that an accurate statement?
Absolutely. So again, there's certain times you can make changes in Medicare. There's actually roughly about 24 in total. So that's why it's important to have a relationship with someone so you can reach out to them and they'll let you know what options you have. But specifically, as far as initial election period, some people are not required if they have credible coverage with employer plan. And there's certain ways to find out if that is the case. If that's the case, you don't need Medicare insurance. Sometimes you do need to get on Medicare with your employer plan. It all depends upon your unique situation.
So so you reach this age, and if you have credible insurance, you have a coverage that, in other words, the federal government is looking out for themselves, which is if you have someone else paying for it, then we're not going to step in yet, right? Is that something that you actually have to tell the federal government about, or you just have to know that you have credible insurance and you can continue on your merry way?
Great question. So as long as you have credible coverage, you can move forward without any obstacles, without needing to check any boxes.
Okay.
So what happens is when it is time for you to enroll into Medicare, there's a couple forms you'll need to fill out, which will provide proof to the insurance company. To Medicare that you've had credible coverage so that there's no penalty. That's one of the biggest fears people have, is they want to make sure they're not getting any penalties. So it's important to work with someone so they can help you know which forms to fill out, also which paths are going to be appropriate for you.
And so we talked about when you hit the age of 65, you've got 3 months before your birthday, you've got the month of your birthday, 3 months afterwards. What if you have had credible coverage and now you are going to be setting up to retire? What is the process there? Is it the same type of time frame that you have elections for? What does it mean for someone to walk that journey compared to needing coverage at the age of 65?
Okay. And so again, we're going to keep this simple because there's lots of nuances and technicalities because it's a federal program. It's about roughly a 2-month window of time once you retire to enroll into a Medicare plan. And so I'd like to explain a little bit more about more specifically regarding Medicare. So Medicare, again, we're keeping it simple, roughly covers 80% of seniors' health costs.
Okay.
Right? So then there's a 20% that's left over, right? And so it's important for people to understand that there's coverage available to help mitigate the risk that's involved, because healthcare costs are extremely expensive these days. And so once someone gets to a retirement age, they have enough things to worry about. One thing that is important not to be concerned about is your health insurance. So there's certain plans that provide different coverages. The most important thing is there's a stop loss, right? There's a maximum out of pocket with plans, because otherwise, if you just have Medicare by yourself, 20% of 100 grand is 20 grand, and it's not unreasonable for health costs to get more than that. So there's different insurance companies that provide different products that help cover that 20%.
Great. And it's really those elections, whether it's on this annual cycle that we're in right now, whether you're turning 65, that we're talking about these, and they're called gap insurances, correct? Mm-hmm. It's that gap to cover the 20% that the federal government will not. So those are the insurance companies then that come into play that that you can sit down with individuals and figure out which one of those insurance companies are going to meet their client's best interest for both medical and for medication purposes. So does the government cover medication at all in the standard Medicare system?
Great question. So the other important hole, so to speak, or the limitation of original Medicare is there's no prescription drug coverage.
Okay.
So
so that'd be 100%. So if you don't have any type of coverage, you not only would you be paying the 20% gap, but you would be paying all of your medication. Is that accurate?
Absolutely. Full price for your medication.
Oh, great. Sign me up.
And what's even worse is there's a penalty involved for not having a Part D, as in drug plan, right? They're provided by private health insurance companies. So you would not know. That's another reason, unfortunately, it's a tragedy. I've spoke with clients, people got started to work with me, and then suddenly we realized they've not had a drug plan for 4 years, five. I've even had it 15 years.
Wow.
And so roughly it's about $4 to $5 penalty per month for each year you don't have, quote unquote, credible coverage for a prescription drug plan.
Okay. So 5 times 12 is 60, if my math is correct. That's pretty good for an attorney. Bo will attest that I did not use my calculator on that.
It's true.
And so you multiply that by 15, that's a decent size penalty. Are there other penalties that people are trying to avoid by making timely elections? So what are some of the penalties that people hear? They hear penalty, but and that creates fear. So what does it mean for penalty?
So the two main areas where there's penalty is Part D as in drug, which is we just discussed. Yep. And the other one is Part B as in boy. So recap real quick. Original Medicare's two parts. Part A has to do with hospitalization. Part B has to do with mainly physicians and outpatient services.
Okay.
So the Part B as in boy, Part A is something you're entitled to once you've paid into the system. So you enroll in it. There's no monthly premium. Part B, there is a monthly premium. And if you do not enroll in Part B when you're first qualified, then that's when you incur a penalty. And so roughly that's about 10% of the monthly premium for Part B for each 12 months you do not have coverage.
So that can get pretty spicy pretty quick, can it not?
Very much so.
So, okay, so we've covered initial enrollment as far as when you reach 65. We've covered a little bit of initial enrollment that if you have a qualified insurance, you can come at a later time when that qualified insurance is ending. You said that you have 3 months or 4 months. So what was the time period if you've been working or have credible insurance that's going to end? What are the steps someone needs to take at that time?
Great question. So I talk to people all the time. They're turning Medicare age. They're concerned. They don't want any penalties. After we talk and discuss their options, realize they have credible coverage for their employer plan, I tell them, hey, don't worry about it. Just keep moving forward. When you're thinking about retiring, give me a call. Preferably, it's a couple months beforehand. However, I got some clients that they can only take so much of some 30-year-old punk telling them what to do, and they said, that's it, I'm done. And so they call me up and said, I'm calling it. And so right then and there, we just get that game plan, get the right forms involved to help them to enroll in original Medicare. And then once we get that, we're able to get the secondary coverage. And if I could, real quick, part of what was mentioning was, and again, it has to do with terminology, we're keeping things simple, is Medigap is not just covering the 20%. That's actually also a term for one of the products, or excuse me, one of the categories, right? So there's two main categories to cover that 20%. One is Medigap coverage. Okay. Those plans are letter plans, A through N. And then the other category, the other option is Medicare Advantage, right? And there's lots of different plans available there depending upon the bells and whistles and so forth. There's different nuances based upon those category of products, but that depends upon your situation and what you're looking for. So realistically, when you're considering getting secondary coverage to cover that 20%, there's two available options on that side of the fence.
So again, what I'm hearing is that that's a convoluted mess, mm-hmm. and it is far better to sit down with somebody who actually knows the system, can guide somebody through it. So if you've piqued someone's interest and they want to reach out to you, sit down with you, mm-hmm. what's the best way to get a hold of you?
So the best way to get a hold of me is going to mysPG.com. It's the agency I'm with, Sound Planning Group. And mySPG, as in it, mysoundplanninggroup.com.
Fantastic. Well, Bo, thank you so much for coming in the past couple of weeks, educating the listening audience about mm-hmm. this very important time period and all of the little things that are going on, and really enlightening them that there's help available. Yep. And that is a critical feature. Thank you so much for listening to the Legacy and Faith Show today. You can reach out to me by going to legacyandfaith.com, past podcasts, ways to communicate with us, and we look forward to assisting you. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the Legacy and Faith Show.
Thank you for joining us for the Legacy and Faith Show. You can find more information about the show and Paul Grant at legacyandfaith.com. Join us next week at the same time as we learn to build God's kingdom and continue our journey on how to protect wealth and family values for generations. All discussions on the Legacy and Faith Show are intended to be about general legal issues. If a situation applies to you, then we encourage you to seek specific legal advice. Please do not rely upon any discussions from this program in place of having a personal relationship with your attorney. Any listener question that may have been answered also does not constitute legal advice and does not establish a client-attorney relationship.